And this year should be a special schus from an Ermi Sertman Rossi. A schus Maras Rachel Esther Bas Rishmol Yitzchak, Choyte Chalatel Nishmas, Reb Chaim Tzvi Ben Eliyahu. In the Gemara, in Maseches Bava Metzia 24b, the Gemara relates that there was a certain man who found four dinners that were bound in a cloth and were cast into the Biron River. Hogavad Ashkacharbo, this is the Tsaribus Dina, Vishadu Benahar Biron. Also the Kamdi Rav Yehuda, so he came before Rav Yehuda and he asked what to do. Rav Yehuda said, Zil Achriz, go proclaim your finding. The Gemara says, Ah, it's Zuto Shel Yam. It's a case of an item lost in the tide of the sea. That should therefore belong to the finder. So the Gemara says, No. The Biran River is different. Shining our Biran came in the Misko, Lo Miyayish. Since it contains obstacles, the owner doesn't despair of recovering the lost item. The Gemara asks, Baruba Kanan in Minhu, but isn't it a place where it's mostly Goyim, and therefore you shouldn't have to announce it? So why does he say go announce it? Go and proclaim your finding, be machris. So the Gemara says, Shema Menei Halacha Kvei B'Shem Min HaLazer, the Halacha Sabbath Sinai Kvei B'Shem Min HaLazer, Afilu Barov Kananim. Right, B'Shem Min HaLazer says that you don't have to be machriz in such a case if they're Rov Kananim, and we don't paskin like him. We don't paskin like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, even if it's mostly Goyim. And you can assume that it fell from a Goy, you still have to announce it. So Gemara says, no. Shiny Narbiran. Narbiran is different. The Yisrael Sachrule. Yisrael Karule. Rambam is different. Jews damned it. And Jews dredge it. What does it mean? It means that they Sachru, they make a dam for it. And the Jews also were the one who dug it up. Kevin Yisrael Sachrule. Amram Yisrael Nafar. Since the Jews damned it, then you can say that the coin fell from a Jew. Kevin Yisrael Karule. Lo Miyayish. And since the Jewish people, Jews, dredge it, they dig it, so the owner of the coins doesn't despair of recovering them, because he knows that somebody, a Jew, will probably find it. So therefore, we're not talking here about a case of Rov Kananim, and you can't prove that Lachaz Nalek B'Shem Min HaLazer when it comes to Rov Kananim. Rashi, but rather we're talking about where there are Jews. And that's why you don't have to, and that's why you have to announce it. Since they're mostly Jews who are dealing with Jews who are dealing with the river, they're damming it and they're dredging it. So that's why it has to be announced, and therefore you can't say Lach is not like Rav Shimon HaLazer when it comes to Rov Kananim that you don't have to announce. Rashi Dibur Masel Eima Yisrael Nafil writes, Leficha Chayev Lahachris, V'lo Amrinan Yaniach. And therefore you have to announce it, since it fell from a Jew, and we don't say just leave it there. As we say earlier, that according to the rabbis, if it's mostly Goyim there, so what you should do is you should just leave it. Shouldn't take it, and you shouldn't announce it. You should just leave it. That's what they say if it's Rov Kananim. That's earlier in the Gemara. However, in this case, since Eimam Yisrael Nafil, or the Gemara's, Rashi is a slightly different gear, the Gemara's gear says Eimor Yisrael Nafil. Rashi's gear says Eima Yisrael Nafil. So, same idea. Since it fell from a Jew, we don't say like we do Barov Kananim L'Rabbanan, that you should just leave it there, but rather you have to announce it since it fell from a Jew and a Jew's going to find it. And the Chedushim of Rabbi Kiva Eger, he asks, what does Rashi want? We're not talking about the rabbis, we're talking about Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Ha-hashta kaimin an da'alacha k'Rav Shimon ben Elazar l'fachas barov nachrim. Right now we're holding that at least when it's mostly Goyim, da'alachas k'Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And according to Rav Shimon HaLazar, it's yours. According to Rav Shimon HaLazar, you can keep it. So ma pitom, that Rashi says, no, according to the Rabbanan, leave it. No, we're b'shitas Rav Shimon Elazar, and Rav Shimon Elazar holds keep it, so what are we throwing in what the rabbis held here? The Marashel was also omen on this, and the Mosad Rav Kook Ritvas, he writes as follows, v'yesh garsim, v'yigirsis Rashi, the kevin the Yisrael sachrulei, v'yisrael karula, emar mi'yisrael nafil, v'lo mi'yayesh, perish. So since a Jew dug the dam, a Jew dammed it, and a Jew dug it, let's say that it it fell from a Jew, and there's no yayish. Perish. The afal gav, damrin and emar miyisrael nafal, even though we say that it fell from a Jew, it's darchin and lamemar velo miyayish. We also have to say there was no despair. It's no yayish. Dilo, if not. Havamina emar miyisrael nafal. I would have said that maybe it fell from a Jew. It fell from a Jew, and the person can't keep it. But he's not obligated to announce it. Because maybe it belonged to a guy. And therefore leave it in its place. Like we see earlier by the rabbis, that it says, it doesn't say that it's yours, and you don't have to announce it. It says, leave it there. So the rabbis hold that it's sufficient to leave it there. V'chein pirish Rashi, dok b'perushav v'tishkach. And that's what Rashi says. The shita mekubal, and be careful, read Rashi's commentary very carefully. So we were zocha to learn a Ritva, Baruch Hashem. The shita mekubetzes copies the Ritva, and he omits a number of words. So the Ritva was aware of the fact, was conscious of the fact, that the Lashon of Rashi requires a biur, and therefore he writes, V'chein pirish Rashi, v'dok b'dvarav. Be very, very careful. Be very, very careful when you read Rashi, because Rashi requires a diuk. Rashi requires a very careful reading. So what apparently the Ritva means is, and this is explained by Moreno V'Rabbeinu Hagon Rav Nosson Gishtetner, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Lefrecha, as follows, that the reason the Gemara had to say two, one, that Jews were involved in damming it, and also that Jews were involved in dredging it, and it's not enough that the Jew damned it, because if it's just Sachrulei, I would think that even though Reb Shimon Elazar agrees that in such a case, yeniach b'makoma, you should leave it there, because maybe it fell from a Jew. In other words, on that sad that we assume that Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, harei hu shelo, is dafka barov akum, right? The Gemara is mesupik. What does it mean, harei hu shelo, when it's you find it in Mishnah Sarabi? So the Gemara is, it's sad that it's only talking about rov goyim. Then it's shelo. But if it fell from a Jew, then maybe Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds you should just leave it there. But even Barov Yisrael, we can say that he holds that even though it's not yours, nevertheless, you don't have to pick it up and announce it, because maybe it was a guy's. And the guy is going to come back and take it. So therefore, you don't have to announce it, because if it belonged to the guy, then we have no mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. So don't announce it, don't take it, but don't announce it. Because maybe it belonged to the Jew, and announcing would be a good idea. And maybe it belonged to the non-Jew, and then there's no obligation to announce. So just leave it there. And from the rabbis, you can understand that this is where Rabbi Shimon Elazar would hold. That just like the rabbis hold that there's a middle ground, that there's a case where it's not yours, but you don't have to be machriz, you should just leave it there. In other words, usually we say, either take it and announce it, if if you're chayiv in Hashabbos Aveda, we say either take it or announce it. And if you're not chayiv in Hashabbos Aveda, then you can take it for yourself. But here you have a middle ground of yaniach. Just leave it there. In other words, just like the rabbis hold that if it's a rov kananim, like we learned earlier in the Gemara, that the rabbis hold, hopefully we'll have a shir on that too, that if it's a rov kananim, you should leave it there. So from the rabbis we can learn that Rabbi Shimon Elazar in this case will also hold there's a derech mamutza. That here we're talking about where maybe it fell from a Jew, but maybe it fell from a goy, and leave it there. So if that's true, why did the Heilige Rabbi Yehuda say Zil Achris, go and announce it? Why not just leave it there? So the answer is Yisrael Karule. Since Yisrael Karule, the person is not going to be Messiah. And since the person is not going to be Messiah, this is Mechayev in Hachraza. In other words, now you can assume, since Yisrael Karule, Yisrael Sachale, Yisrael Karule, the Jew made the dam, and the Jew afterwards dredged it. So assume it fell from a Jew. A guy is not going to come and take it, and you have to be Machriz. In other words, that's why Rashi brings down the Rabbanan, because you can learn from the Rabbanan what Rabbi Shimon Elazar will hold. That could be what the Ritva means. When he says that you should be medayik very much in the parish of Rashi. No, he doesn't say it explicitly, but that is speculatory. Kopanim, now we have a pshat in Rashi. Why Rashi is bringing the Rabbanan when we're talking here b'shitas Shimon Elazar? Now, in related issues, the Shita Mekubetzes copies a tshuva of the Rambam that somebody who acquired from looters Sifrei Kodesh that were looted from shuls. Do we say that he's Kone? Very interesting shayla. Let's say Goyim especially. Now we have 2020, 2021. We have some looting going on sometimes, unfortunately. So let's say Rachman al-Tzlan, they looted a shul, and then afterwards, they're selling the Klei Kodesh. They're selling the Sifrei Kodesh. Do we say that a person who buys from the looters is Kone? The Rambam writes, again, the Shita is Matik, this Tshuva Sarambam. Im Bizazu Haisa B'mitzis HaMelech Kona U'batel Din Hektish V'afilu Klei HaMikdash Kishanishlu U'batel HaKedushasan Amru U'ba U'pritzim V'chalelua Amnam Im Shalu B'li Rishis HaMelech U'nignavu Yishab Nikitas Chavetz Kama Hotzi V'yitov Yachzu Zeh HaSefer L'makomo Kedin Mishin Izbar Lanu Bo Shenignavu Lo Kelev Svarav. It's as if the biza was b'mitzvah samelech, you're konet, and there's no more din hektish, it doesn't belong to the shul. And even the klei mikdash that when they were boot, they were taken, the kedusha, their kedusha was batel. As it says, ubar pritzim v'chilelua, the pritzim came, the Gentiles came and they violated the sanctity. However, if the shalal was done without rishus hamelech, if it was bootied without the rishus of the king, or it was stolen, so then the victim should swear b'nikitas hachefetz how much it cost him. Person who bought it should swear how much it cost him. V'yitol, and then take the money. V'yachzur zeh for the makomo, and then give it back. Kedin mishum isbar lanu bo shenignavu lo kelev isfarv. Like if somebody finds out that their svarim were stolen, somebody else bought them, so they have to return it to the owner, but they get their money. The buyer gets his money back. B'cheinu b'tshuvas harambam b'simen kuf chof tes. So we see that where the king was shalal the svarim from shuls, the if it's Bereshis HaMelech, the buyer from the looters doesn't have to return the items because Ubal Pritzim Mechalelua, because it says that when the Pritzim come, they're Mechala, the Hekdesh is removed. And here also the Hekdesh is removed and it's over. So therefore you don't have to worry about it, you don't have to return the item. It no longer belongs to Hekdesh. So the question is, we can say that a Bor Pritzim Mechalelu is only to remove the Kedusha, like we see in Nedarim 62a, Belshatzer, Shenishtamish B'Klei Kodesh, Shenasu Klei Chol. So Belshatzer, when you use the Klei Kodesh, they became Klei Chol, and it says a Bor Pritzim Mechalelu, Kevin Shepritzim Shepartzim Nasu Chol. So once your parates, it becomes secularized, it becomes violated. But how do you know they lose their Kinyan, that they lose the Kedusha we get? How do you know that they lose the Kinyan that would enable this person to keep it if it's Bereshis HaMelech? So the answer is in a Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Nun Beis, famous Gemara, Nun Beis and the Beis. We discussed this in a Shir. I don't know. Maybe the Shir was 10 years ago, but I remember it related to Purim. So that's the Yana de Yoma now. So Avodah Zarah 52b, Levi Misayele, Mizrachi Tzvonis, Bagon Zubes Chashmonais Avni Amizbech, Shishukzu Anshe Yavan, Vamar of Sheish, Shukzu La'akum. Rashi afogav de la hedyot lo mitzri dena de mosu deva shenu shalo gazer rabbanu legabe gavo amr of papa hasim kor ashkich v'darish d'chsivu bo bar pritzim v'chilalu de midaraisa Rashi asurim afilu la hedyot d'chsivu bar pritzim v'chilalu mekeve shenichsu akum lehecho yatsu kelev l'chulim kev den afki l'chulim kanyinu b'efkeira v'abalei dituk shenisham shemim akum nesru. Wow. So what do you see from this Gemara? When the goyim came into the mikdash, not only did they desanctify it, did they violate the Kedusha, but moreover, they made a Kenyan. So if the Bias Pritzim is B'mitzvah Samelech, so not only is it Mafkia the Kedusha, there's also a Kenyan. However, the question is, does this apply to a shul? Now, this applies to the Beis HaMikdash, because there it's Hekdesh. So, Mele, you're Mafkia the Hekdesh, now it's Hefker, you could be Kona. But here, it's not officially Hekdesh. Right? We're dealing with a shul, we're not dealing with the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, Ubo Bar Pritzim V'Chilalu, does it really, it removes the Hekdesh, but does it make a Kinyan? Not only that, but we have another kasha in the Rambam, that why does the Rambam have to come from the Tzad Mitzad the Batla Kedushasim? Because if we bar pritzim v'chilalua, we have a Gemara in Chulin that if you have a Tarnagolah sev shel hekdesh be'ed kabayis shemarda kevin kedushas bam ba'almu kevin. We learned this Gemara recently, a few days ago. Kevin last week. The kevin the marda pak kedushasayu. So if you have a Tarnagolah that's hekdesh be'ed kabayis, you have this chicken, and it runs away. Its Kedusha is damim, runs away, it loses its Kedusha. Tosfos, see a few Rishonim here. Shemina mehacha, da avazim etanagolim shel chulin shemardu b'baleim v'hochulim avahefker v'machzalim zocha. Zocha ayinu tamim kev nemardu avahefker. That if you have even tarnagolas, you have avazim, you have ducks, you have chickens that run away, they become hefker. They become hefker, so you're also their hefker. Rashba, kevin demar depakalam kedushayu v'im toimer kedusha v'lashem mehecha. What do you mean? When it runs away, the kedusha goes away. Where did the kedusha go? Where did the kedusha go? How does kedusha just disappear? Yishalom wrote, maybe they saw Mara stakla sasur on the way, the chicken. But no, you don't assume they saw stakla sasur and the kedusha went away. Where did the kedusha? The chicken is kedusha v'adik abayis. Where does the kedusha disappear to when it runs away? Yishalom wrote, the hekdesh dam ain't no kinyan aguf like a shibud mammon. No, hekdesh damim is not a kinyan aguf. It's a shibud mammon. We see in the Rashba, is sorry for reading so fast, you can look it up yourself. Hashem. In the olden days it was hard to find a Rashba, you know, in Europe, but today everyone has one, if not in their house. than most people on the computer. So you see that a Tanagol Shemarda, and it's a rebellious Tanagol, and a Sher Shemdu Lagoyim, and a wagon that was taken over by Goyim, and the Bailim can't take it, so it becomes Hefker. So here also, these Svarim, the Bailim can't take it, it's like Hefker. And Mimela, they took it from Hefker, and they're Zoche. So why did the Rambam have to come Mitzad, Uba Pritzim Chalulua? They say Pashit. They were Kone, Mitzad, this Gemara in Chulin. That's when we lose power over something and the goyim just take it, it becomes hefker. This would be a nafkamino for the internet, right? There's a big shaila today, you know, people, something's on the internet, somebody stole it and you put it on the internet, so you're allowed to be nana from that. Stole music, stole a video, but downloaded it illegally. So maybe it's, according to this, it's hefker. He's got no control over it now, becomes hefker. Hamachzik bem zecha bem. Aye, so what was now? Kim fear the kash, kin for the kasha. We have a question. So why does the Gemara Nedarim that we quoted earlier have to come on mitzvah of Bar Pitzim Chilulua to say that the clay mikdash are hefker? Just come mitzvah that we have no more power over it, it's hefker. The answer is there. It's a haskedush saguf. Klei Sharis is Kedush Saguf. Menachas 100b. 100b. Klei Sharis Ein Lampinja and Rashi Shalom Rav Pinja Kedush Saguf. So therefore, since it, you would think that it doesn't become Hefker because it has Kedush Saguf, Kamashmala Medina Bar Pritzim Mechilulua. But these farms don't have Kedush Saguf like Hekdesh. And the Beis Hamikdash doesn't, the Beis Knesset doesn't have Kedush Saguf. Kedush Beis Knesset Yotzei B'damim. The Rambam paskins in the 11th paragraph of Sfil Alach Chaf. You're allowed to sell it because it doesn't have inherent Kedusha. You're not allowed to sell Kedush Saguf. So the Sfarim certainly don't have. So Mehechet Tesi, that you have to come on to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Hey, that's talking about Hekdesh. And this doesn't have Kiddush Saguf. And B, so this is a different din, you can't prove it from there b'chlal. And B, you have the Gemara in Chulin. That once the Goyim captures something and we don't have power over it, it becomes Hefker. So this Divrei HaRambam Tzrichim Talmud. Baruch Hashem. So we have for ourselves a good kash in the Rambam. Something to chew on, think about. And please God, we shall continue in the next shiur. Hopefully, I'd like to discuss more of that inyan of Shitz Rabbanan, of Yaniach. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit. And Bezrat Hashem, anachnu nir'en niflaot mitorat Hashem. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends, thank you so much for listening.